Originally published on March 20, 2011. I wrote this article after the Iraq invasion and destruction by us, the leader of human values and civil liberties at selected locations, when and where desired. Here it would be relevant to point out that Kashmiri and Palestinian Muslims are not even humans because we are not interested in them. In both of these places of conflict, there is no oil. There is no strategic importance of those areas. One is being managed by our mob boss, Israel, who can exterminate the people misbehaving with absolute impunity. The other one, an emaciated paper tiger, poverty-ridden, but hegemon of the area, with a big chunk of the consumer market, plays holy, Hindu color-throwing festival, with the blood of innocent Kashmiris. We are suffering from the delusion that India would be our counterweight to China. We willingly ignore the reality that they are decades apart in their developmental stage and pace and they would never be able to counter/impede China. If history is any guide, Hindus have never been faithful to anyone ever. Anyhow, the satanic forces are at play again. I must clarify that I am ardently pro-revolution and not a fan of Gaddafi either. But am against any opportunistic and fraudulent foreign intervention to commandeer this revolution to achieve their nefarious goals. Tunisia has been managed, though by chance. The Egyptian revolution was managed right from day one since the Egyptian army cannot wash its hands of billions of dollars in annual handouts. Yemeni leader Saleh is also being given every assistance to prolong since he is fighting our war against so-called terrorists. Most of all, it does not have Saudi blessings, the step/illegitimate father of us, Americans. These idiots, Saudis, do not know that we will ease them out in a split second if it is in our interest. Anyhow, here is the article which had been published some time back. Is Gaddafi next after Saddam? Shakir Mumtaz, February 24, 2009. There is a new chattering in Western circles about Gaddafi after he was elected as a leader of the African Union. Obama is being warned to be careful of his ideological ambitions with regard to pan-Arabism and pan-Africanism. Though the position is merely ceremonial yet, according to the fearmongers, it could be used to incite pro-Africa sentiments, in the face of the USA's AFRICOM idea, to control the continent. He is being cited as an ideologue who is working, on the lines of Jamal Abdel Nasser of Egypt, on the idea of pan-Arabism, which did not take root. Now he is working on the new idea of pan-Africanism. The stimulus and motivation behind all this, according to these so-called analysts, intellectuals, cum fear mongers, is his anti-West, anti-US stance and rhetoric. It may also be international black-on-black tactics. On the other hand, if the USA or the West has similar stances, which are most overt, are always cloaked in the garb of democracy or human rights preservation, then it is absolutely okay, but if anyone else, especially a Muslim leader, country has them, then it is the gravest of the sins on this planet. Out of five, there are only two continents with a heavy concentration of Muslims or Africans and are labeled as crescent of crisis, hub of terrorism, and whatnot. The Indian subcontinent of its resources via the East India Company who brought them to this level, who abducted the Africans from Sierra Leone, who robbed the Indian subcontinent of its resources via the East India Company are redundant questions. Should the British, French, Dutch, and the USA pay reparation to the people of these continents never even cross the minds of all these warners who are incessantly pounding on Gaddafi? First, it was Nawab Liaquat Ali Khan, then Zia Bhutto of Pakistan, then Zia-ul-Haq of Pakistan, then Shah Faisal of Saudi Arabia, then Mossadegh of Iran, then Saddam Hussein, and now is the turn of Gaddafi. He needs to be silenced. There will be no one left after that. After all of them have been eliminated, there will be a level playing field for all kinds of frolicking and orgies, no one left to object. Those who are left, Saudis, Pekis, and Egyptians, are all tamed pigs, wagging their tails as a sign of loyalty and servitude due to shock and awe suppository. There is no mention of the many, comparatively of less fame, who have been eliminated in several countries. Of these, two continents, such as Somalia, Sudan, Lebanon, Palestine, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Kashmir, Muslims in the Philippines, Chechnya, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, for Muslims, China, Iran, Iraqi Kurds, and on and on. Declassified email confirming West nefarious intentions. https://thefreethoughtproject.com/the-state/declassified-emails reveal NATO's true motive topple Gaddafi stop creation gold-backed African currency. comment/like/share/follow and subscribe. Shakir Mumtaz. Author, thinker, analyst.